welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Mike?
Well, welcome to another version of Poems. Today we're going to talk about cholesterol. Just by way of background, high-density lipoproteins, HDL cholesterol, is thought to be a biomarker that is inversely associated with an increased risk of coronary artery disease. So HDL is a complex circulating particle with many subspecies that vary in both their lipid and protein composition. Based on data from the Framingham Heart Study, one of the largest epidemiologic studies ever done, the risk for a myocardial infarction increases about 25% for every 5 milligrams per deciliter decrease in serum HDL cholesterol that is below median values for both men and women. So most of the studies that have been done have found that after adjustment for other known risk factors, a low level of HDL cholesterol is an independent predictor of cardiac risk. Now, of course, this does not mean that it's causative, it's just an association. The question then becomes, in the aggregate, does the evidence suggest that there is a beneficial clinical effect from raising HDL cholesterol to higher levels? Mark's pick this week is a poem from the European Heart Journal, published in 2017. It begins on page 2478. It asks the clinical question, is an extremely high HDL cholesterol associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and mortality in both men and women? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this is the first of two poems. Next week, we'll be talking about a clinical trial that used the drug to increase HDL. This is an observational study, and they were looking at, you know, what is the association? We've always thought that higher HDL is always better, but is that always true? And what about people who have very high HDL? So they analyzed data from two Danish cohort studies, and these were prospective cohorts where they took adults 20 and older and followed them forward in time. And they had information about their general health, lifestyle factors, HDL concentration, BMI, smoking, physical activity, comorbidities, meds, LDL, triglycerides, menopausal status, lots of information about this group. There were a total of 117,000 men and women, and they were followed for a median of 6 years, but in some cases for as long as 20 or more years. And they looked at the association between HDL and either all-cause mortality or ischemic heart disease, MI, and stroke. And what they found was interesting, and as expected, for both men and women, all-cause mortality increased below an HDL of 39. And that's kind of what we've always known. There's an association between low HDL and worse, greater risk of cardiovascular disease and death. What they also found that was interesting and makes this kind of notable is that when you get up to very high levels of HDL, you also see an increase in all-cause mortality. So for, you know, compared to the reference, which was the lowest mortality, which was an HDL between 58 and 76, if men had an HDL between 97 and 115, the hazard ratio for mortality was 1.4, so 40% higher. And it was even higher, 2.1, or a doubling, for HDL greater than 116. The effect was also there for women, but to a lesser extent. If they had an HDL of extremely high HDL, over 135, their hazard ratio for all-cause mortality was 1.7. So there is kind of a U-shaped curve to HDL. And I think, you know, occasionally we'll see these patients where they have an extremely high HDL. And I've always kind of joked with them and said, boy, you're going to live forever. Your HDL is really good. And that may not be quite true. It may be that when we get these extreme HDLs, you know, over 120 in men, over 135 in women, that there is some potential harm. And we don't know why, but we, and this is an association, but it does appear to be a marker for risk. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe the takeaway clinically would be that if you do see these folks, you know, it should just at least prompt us to make sure that their cardiovascular risk factors are managed and that they are, you know, optimized in terms of, you know, the usual recommendations. But certainly, at least we can't be confident that they are in some way protected if they have that extremely high HDL. It looks like up to about an HDL of 95 or so, there's no problem, even a little higher for women. But we do start to see an increase in mortality if it gets higher.
Mark, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much.
All right. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.